Okay. have a voltmeter?
Dan Craig does. I can give you the mic to test the mic lines.
Yeah, mic, I'm just going along. Why don't I follow that one first, though? So,
okay. The mic's right here.
Okay. I'm going to follow it, because that looks like the sauce.
Extensions for power.
Well, you have a connection over there.
Improvise,
direction over there? Okay, cool.
If you can get like a power strip, you can hook up right there, and then you can hook both monitors over there.
All right. Well, I mean, we've got one that's already running over.
There's an extension cord, there's one, right? So the monitor.
Oh.
Let's see.
All right. You want to do the first vocal, the bass vocal?
Communist.
You know
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like a big trouble too.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to check the trims.
All the trims are down.
And which is that? Is that a vocal mic?
Yes.
I mean, I would start.
Let's try this again.
Go ahead.
Check.
Okay. Do that again.
Check. One,
okay,
two.
That's the song.
Check.
Hold on. I still have that as the saw, so I might have switched them again. So put it into the mic on the other line.
Let's make sure it still works better though.
So that's gonna be, that is the vocal line.
Or it doesn't go up to lights, it goes up to the top and then couples to a bunch of others to go around. I think it is for lighting.
So I just switched, why didn't that work?
Yeah, lighting control. Yeah.
This line right here should be the second vocal.
Is that what the mic was just plugged into?
So that's still the vocal. So that should go in mic level.
Right. Okay. And over here. And then this is the saw.
Okay, so let's check the vocal one more time.
Yes.
Sure,
that's one.
So what are you using? Aux one? Or one?
monitor?
Yes.
Okay, so that means that it's post.
You're right. We want it free. Are you hearing the music through that also?
No. I heard the vocal through no music.
How about now?
Whoa.
What?
No music coming out of it?
Yeah, that was great.
I had his monitor. I wanted to do the main system of that individual.
I had to give it a little.
Right.
Thank you. Okay. All right, I'm just gonna let this record play out.
should be going to check out the DI. Change something here.
Okay.
Try it again.
Thank you.
I'm gonna unhook this. Yeah, you can stop for a second. Yeah, sorry.
Oh wait, we're getting there.
So I'm not trying the bass.
Yeah, he's doing something else.
Okay, we're working on that. The bass, you and the bass.
What was it for? You want bass now again?
Not yet.
I don't know, I brought
left. So we can use that on cable. It's on.
That doesn't make sense.
Can you test the vocals and see if we get into that monitor?
While we're getting power to the GIs.
Check, check, check.
Is that coming out?
Check,
over
check. Nothing coming out of that? Check, check.
Okay.
Too hot.
Check.
Because I only see four XLRs plugged in back there.
Did you hook in the EQ?
Yeah, but that's on one and two, and that's working fine.
Oh,
so.
Got it, because that's daisy chain.
Right. So this one is that's going straight into the mixer on aux 4.
Yes. Could be the trim on the monitor itself.
You can check it, but I think it's all the way up.
You got power on the input on
something
the
monitor. Just popped.
Do you want to? Oh, it might be. Do you want to try another channel? Plug in a one.
No.
Because he's getting signal. It's not that. He's not getting anything out of it.
It's not going through those. Okay. Three and four. This is only one and two.
Right. I'm pulling out two kids. So it's not
sharing.
Plugged into two.
Check. But Bruce, do you think you're... This is really hot.
So now try the violin.
Switching that while he was playing because it's not really intuitive.
Well, fresh. Start with that. You do the deal.
Yeah, it is on.
Oh, it is on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if it's.
Yeah, it's on.
switch on the far.
On which?
Yeah, for that violin, right?
Yeah.
Test your microphone. Make sure you're alright with that.
We might have gotten the bass resolved as well.
That sounds good. Hey,
wait. Let me check the bass first to see if this is it.
Hey. Okay, good. Thanks.
Good.
So is the bass ready?
We just need to test it real quick.
Yeah, the other guitar. Let's check your two guitars. Make sure those are. Do it again. Keep playing.
Trim up on that actually. The trim is up on the acoustic. No, they're down.
Hey.
guitar?
What is in my monitor, man?
What do you want?
I told you no guitar in my monitor.
Thank you. guitar of the group, El Duque, and he's gonna play a flamenco song for y'all.
Yeah!
It's called Araba Andaluz. And I wanna see more dancing. More dancing.
Woo. Yeah!
Just sitting around the fire on a hot day. And this, so this is called Araba Andaluz because of the Arabic influences in southern Spain and sort of mixing with the flamenco music. This was one of our first tunes, actually.
Thank you.
Angelo from Make the Peace. El Duque on guitar. Alright, next one. Are there any... Wait. Is everything good? Do you hear me? Are there any Gypsy Jazz fans? Django Reinhardt? Alright, so this next song is very, very danceable. And so we're gonna play it for you and dedicate it to you, for all the hot jazz, Gypsy Jazz fans. It's called After You're Gone.
Love it. Oh, it's a good time.
about me saying this is a musical song. When I lived in Italy, we had to do a TV show for the local news, and I played my song. So saw in Italian is sega, right? But then, and you can like segone would be big saw, but then segone also means like a, you know. And I just
No, say it.
So I said to I didn't speak very good Italian, and I said as I was about to play it for the news segment, I said questa è una segone.
What's it mean?
Oh, this is a. Well, I thought I was saying saw, but I was saying the other thing. Oh, my chant gestures just don't translate. It's masturbation. It's very colloquial. Okay. So I think this is really hot.
Yeah. How's that?
No.
No.